The upgrade has begun. In other words, when I would bring forth these attunements, these awarenesses, these courtesies, they were at a much more easy reach. It was just sort of there they are. But because we're traveling higher, because we're moving into our true essence, our true glory, our true vision, there is a curtain call. In other words, there is like a closing of our old pastime, the consciousness that we were residing at, we were attuning to, we were completing our resolution and an offering for a new engagement. So this is our time of triumph. This is our time of moving into greater expansiveness, greater certainty, greater triumph, greater awareness. So we want to remember that triumph has to do with our placement. Everything is vibrational. Everything is a projection of consciousness. So as we claim our highest assertion, as we claim our highest allowance, what we do is we receive with light. We receive with God's glory. We receive with our highest attunement, our highest allowance. Again, when they refer to God's glory, it's our God self. It's our higher self. It's our I am presence that we are allowing, that we are attesting to, that we are coinciding with, that we are gifting ourselves. So this is where we bring forth a new paradigm. This is where we bring forth our new residence, our new consciousness. So it's very important that we travel with. And so we're releasing that old, the problem is the structure and the outer, and really recognizing that we're attuning to love. We're attuning to a new residence. We're attuning to our higher branch. We're attuning to a new vicinity. So in that new opportunity, in that new arrival, in that new placement, the old consciousness cannot thrive, it cannot live, it doesn't exist. So the more that you recognize that the principal conduit, that place of contact, point of contact, resides within your own heart, within your own understanding of self, within your own barometer, within your own execution, they're reminding everyone to like conceive of the daily double. In other words, to reach the jackpot, to recognize that it's really all inside, waiting for us to attune to, waiting for us to adjust to. And so they're just reminding us, just the way we watch this vessel take like that pregnant pause in the beginning now, much more needed, much more, what would be the word, like they're saying qualified. So what they mean by that is we're qualified for it. So we really want to understand that we are all one. So what we're bringing forth, this new identification, we're bringing forth this new advancement, we're bringing forth this new heavenly vision. So the heavenly vision is we're reaching our touchstone, we're reaching gold, we're coming to be the alchemist. So remember, the alchemist is shifting things in consciousness and bringing forth higher placement, higher advancement, higher vicinity, higher allowance. And so as we allow ourselves to shift out of that old consensus into our new broad stroke appeal, what we bring forth is already given. So they want us to understand this. It's already given and it's already designed by our higher self. So it's already given. It's like before you ask, I already give, I already serve. So we want to understand that our higher self is placing us higher and higher still. And so what we are ready to travel with is already built for our convenience. So imagine you needed like a custom sword, you needed a custom dress, something where it had to fit supreme. It's already been altered. That's how much of a convenience this new circulation is. That's how much of an appeal of our consent of arrival. So in other words, it's just imagine your guides, your higher presence, just witnessing, waiting to relieve them of their structured offerings and have it abide within our own body vessel, meaning we are coming alive, we are coming into proper station, we are coming into proper union, we are coming into proper vicinity. And so that is where, when I said vicinity, it's like light, that light of highest notion. I receive it as a very bright white light. And that is what is going to be all-consuming, because remember, we're moving into our awakened stance, our awakened certainty. We're traveling out of 3D, we're moving into 5D. And so understand the power of that light that is ever-present. So ever-present, it's not solving anything from the old administration, because that's just getting us very fast to nowhere. We're moving. So when I said the word moving, I literally had someone galloping. So if you ever taken horse lesson, riding lessons, you know, you got your little trot, you got your little canter. So the gallop is get up and go. The gallop is get up and go with ease, because the energies are upon us. The energies are restoring us to good working order. So whether it's a physical manifestation, a matter of welfare in all estates, so relationship issues, whatever it is, everything that we're circulating with, everything that we're working with is consciousness. So as we breathe a sign of delight, in other words, we allow that light, we allow that air to be raised, to be given, to be transferred, to be exalted. So again, when they said exalted, it was like touchdown. It's the only way I can explain this. And I have this like Excalibur sword that is just present. So that is energy. That is true possessiveness. That's a glory to God in the most extreme. Again, God not being some energy separate from us, God being our own certainty. And so we're learning to create with our master consent. We're learning to create with our master influence. And so again, we're mastering consciousness. Remember, everything's energy. So this really has to do with our conceiving ourselves with a full plate. So that full plate is Christ is risen through us. Our full plate is we're already masters. We already have a destiny, and we're climbing steadily. So we're climbing steadily, we're galloping. So just really feel that push of emphasis. It's not a push that is overwhelming us. It's a push where we don't understand what's already been given. So it's sort of like, well, let me just push my hand in. Let me just step forward. Let me just take a grand leap of faith. Let me take that broad stroke courtesy. So instead of like tiny little mice, little steps, it's like a big stride. And so that stride had a lot of wind. That stride had a lot of emphasis. So we want to realize that everything we've been exposed to is coming through our mind, is coming through the wind channels. And so that gust of wind is like the wisdom mind. It's like the energy of that wisdom mind that brings forth this higher notion engagement, traveling vessel. And so, how do I say this? Time is a construct. It's not really real. And so as we operate from these higher wisdom notions, we're brought into love certainty. So love certainty is 5D reality. Now that is coinciding with us daily. That is coinciding with us always. And it's sort of like we're catching the wind of faith. We're catching that energy aglow. So just imagine it's just right there, and just the way you would, you know, what is that? What is that stream of wealth or stream of delight? And so the more that we triumph, the more that we excuse ourselves all around. They want us to understand that. Excuse ourselves all around is when you're being brought forth 3D verse. we excuse ourselves from that point of intention, where there's good, bad, right, wrong, continuous conflict. And we really want to remember that's like the old agenda. And so we're pressing upon, we're crossing over, we're being carried through the wisdom mind channel, we're galloping, we're taking ourselves in stride. And so we're going abroad into our new consideration of delight. So this is where, when you were just sort of like just wringing your hands, I don't know what else to do, and then you take that breath, or you meditate, or you take a walk, and you just get a new perspective. You move into a new state. And so remember, reality that we see in the outer is the reality within self, the reality we travel with. We're not separate, we're actually all. And so we're moving that awareness of that all into a new prophecy, into a new station, into a new home reality. So that reality is here now. It's here now. It's here now. So they had me say that three times so that we lock in accordingly. So even when I use the word me, it, like, the me doesn't even make sense, because there is no me separate from the all. So what we grad, and this is very, very significant, because what each of us graduate to within our own consciousness, we herald in everyone. We herald in all, because we're dreaming all. We're connected to all. So when we see heaven abound, meaning like creating heaven on earth, holding that awareness for all to conceive, we move into proper station. And then it's like offered in greater awareness and greater numbers and greater assurance for all to chime in. So it's almost like you're listening, you're singing one voice, and then you're listening in one song, and you hear like a louder stream. And it's like, what's that music? What's that noise? And suddenly everyone relaxes into the new comfort status. So allow your, they're saying like, allow your dream to shift. Remember, it's a dream state. Allow your dream to shift into your enlightened presence. So your enlightened presence is whatever your next step is, your next new reality, your next dream time status, your next timeline that is a glow, that has light, that has movement, that has conflict resolution in all means. Remember, we're it's just a war between us and us. And so as we drop that impoverished belief system, as we drop the separation, and so we're always separate from what we need, and come into divine unity. So we're becoming whole. Because once we understand our wholeness, love provides. Love provides by every means. Love provides by every means. So we're not solving the linear, we're solving our consciousness and moving into proper station. Because once we identify with our Christ union, our divine union, love is always happening. So whatever is required is. And that is here in the now state of true vicinity that we are upon, that we're taking ownership. So just imagine signing a deed, signing a lease, whatever it is, but someone just handed you the keys. Someone just handed you the sword. Someone just provided that heavenly glow where you see the orb, you are the orb of light. So however it's presented, allow it to be steady. You may suddenly have a master, you may have a shift, you may have an opening of a heart, like dropping the conflict, dropping the war. All wars outside are the war that we're traveling with in our past predicament. And so now we're moving into our wholeness and gladness, unity consciousness. There's no more within, no more war within. There's no more without. As we will attain it, as we will surrender to it. So allow these gifts to be given. So remember, we had our higher self, we had our guides. So it's like handing us things. Allow these gifts to be given, because now we resonate with them. Now we have performed triumph. So allow that shift to occur with ease and with delight. With ease and with delight. welcoming in the light, welcoming your true association, welcoming the verse of love, welcoming the unity, welcoming the wholeness, welcoming the ease, welcoming the ease. They want us to leave with this. If you think of like any show we watch, there's always drama. You know, like the show has to have a plot. There has to be a problem. There has to be drama. There has to be the bad guy. We're addicted to that. We're addicted to that. They're showing me a heart valve. We're addicted to that. So there's this tendency like it's got to be hard to show ourselves brave. It has to be hard to show ourselves courageous. So that's what we want to release. That's what's in our consciousness, and it's quite pervasive. And we attend to it. So, you know, everyone loves a good fight, so everybody stops when there's some kind of fight to take sides, to take notice. So we're releasing the need for that polarization. We're releasing the need for the conflict. We're releasing the need for domination. Whether we think we ascribe to that or not, we all do when we are in our ego. And so we're dropping the need for that performance value where it's sort of like, well, how did I do compared to someone else? So we're dropping that and we're moving into wholeness where everything's already established for all. For all. For all. Receive, receive, receive. Allow the shift to occur with ease. Allow yourself to find yourself in your new birthing right. And allow that truth to be given to all beings on earth. Welcoming in all of your pastimes. Excuse me. That means everyone you've ever had an association with. Good, bad, neutral. All of your pastimes. In one happy bubble of love. Yes, it can include animals. Someone asked. Yes. Include your animals. Or your guides. Usually. So it is.